الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكذلك أخذ ربك إذا أخذ القرى وهي ظالمة، إن أخذه أليم شديد. إن في ذلك لآية لمن خاف عذاب الآخرة، ذلك يوم مجموع له الناس وذلك يوم مشهود. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We all know of what is happening in America, the fires which are burning there. So we should understand it in its proper way from an Islamic perspective. The whole world is passing comments about it. All are making different remarks about it. But we should look at it from an Islamic perspective. As in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says in this ayat, وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ. And this is how your Rabb Allah Ta'ala takes to task. إِذَا أَخَذَ الْقُرَى. When he takes any place, when he takes them to task for their wrongdoings, وَهِيَ ظَالِمَ. That is the condition. They do wrong, and that wrong goes over the limit, then Allah Ta'ala takes them to task. And in this way, how we are seeing with our eyes, how the fires uncontrollable, and how they are just destroying things in their wake. Like this is Allah's azab. Inna akhdahu alimun shadeed. When Allah Ta'ala takes to task and brings people to the book, then that is alimun, very painful also. Shadeed, very severe also. As we can see how those fires are raging. They are so, the pain that they cause in different ways, whether it is bodily pain, whether it is financial, emotional, one's prestige and one's honor and all one's leisure and comfort, in everything it causes pain and very severe pain also. So we should take a lesson from there. The report that as we are hearing, there's about 10, 11 people which they have said have died. It's a very small number compared to, according to the devastation which is taking place. And about 12,000 homes, residence buildings have been destroyed. And in Jahannam, we should think there will be no residence there. There the fire will be all on the individuals. There won't be a matter of just 10 or 11 people dying. There won't be any homes for those fires to destroy. They will destroy the people. And that is a lesson that we have to take, all of us. And we make shukr Allah has given us iman, or we hope and we like to think that I've got iman. But have I really got that iman? Is my full trust on Allah Ta'ala? For example, what is ilah, our Allah, who we have to please? So when we have a desire of committing guna, then to who do we please? Your ilah, your God. So if we are pleasing our lust at that time, then we have made that lust our God. It isn't Allah. If Allah is our God, Allah is our Rabb, then we will please Him. In many, many things, we have to think very carefully what is the condition of our iman. There are those people who are open kafirs and open mushriks. They say they don't believe in Allah, or they associate partners with Allah. We believe in Allah, but we believe the idols will intercede for us. We believe that Jesus is also a part of Allah, or etc. And one are the Muslims who don't say those things. But by practice, we also are doing things like that. We, for example, if we don't take our medication, then we feel we're going to die. And so we made that medication our God. We make our ego, which Allah says Quran, in the Quran Sharif itself, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَىٰ. Have you seen that person who has made his ego, his desire, his lust, he made that his God. We just want to please that. We see a woman, we know the command of Allah also. And we see that woman and we put Allah's command one side. And we become like stupid fools just looking at that woman. At that time, who are we pleasing? And so a person pleases is God. So who is this God that is pleasing at that time? So we have to be very careful. So anyway, so Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, this punishment of Allah Ta'ala is extremely severe, and it will come there for the people in Akhirat. It will be on the individuals. There won't be any homes and buildings and palatial buildings that will have to be destroyed. And at the moment also we see the most expensive houses in the world, not only in America but in the world, the whole suburb where there are so expensive houses that the insurance have also refused and pulled out, that they can't pay. So that also we can see that you trust your insurance so much. You made your insurance your God. That anything happen, the insurance will pay out. But your God ran away. And that he also says that I can't help you. So that are no gods whatsoever. So we have to put our full trust on Allah. And in all this year, we have to take a lesson. And how severely that fire will burn. Allah explains in another place in the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. Those who disbelieve in our clear signs. And here also we see that amongst whatever it might be, Allah knows the truth and the actual reality. But that function they held just about a day or two before this whole, all this fire started, and they rated it all, and they rated Allah Ta'ala zero. God zero, that he got no power, nothing. And then Allah showed his power. What is your zero rating? You can zero rate Allah Ta'ala. But Allah Ta'ala has shown, then just imagine to the state that they are supposed to be the most, as far as giving service, looking after, having all the amenities, they were supposed to be the leaders of the world, but they didn't have water also. Water also they are short of. And in their own also stupidity, they cut their the finances for firefighting. They cut it by 17 million in that year. And so all this, we can see how, if you don't trust on Allah and don't put your trust on Allah and you work on your own brains and your system and your thinking, you are nothing but destined to doom. And Allah shows it at times in this dunya. Otherwise the akhirat is a reality. For everyone, if we die without iman, or if we die with very weak iman, then our condition in the akhirat will be much more worse. This is absolutely nothing compared to akhirat. What is happening here is absolutely nothing. It's not even a taste of the akhirat, what will happen there. In the akhirat, for example, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. Those who disbelieve in our signs. Not only that they disbelieve in Allah, they disbelieve in the signs of Allah Ta'ala. We make jokes about the signs and about Allah Ta'ala's qudrat. So فَنُسْلِيهِمْ nara, we will send them headlong into the fire and into a terrible inferno, into a terrible fire. And there, what will it be like? كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ. Whenever the skins have burned, and that is, in this dunya also, pain a person feels is just skin deep. Beauty is also skin deep. Pain also is skin deep. You just feel it till the skin. After that, the pain is not there. So in the akhirat, Allah has made it that whenever the skins will have burned, بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا, we will give them new skins. The skins will be changed. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that in one moment, one second, 80 skins will be changed. So it will be changed so that you feel that pain continuously. There isn't a single moment that you don't feel the pain. And for those who die with kufr and shirk, forever and ever death. So we should take a lesson for ourselves and check our iman. And we should be worried of the people of the world. And the least we can do is make dua of hidayat for the people of the world. We can think that today one day has passed. Did I make dua of hidayat for the people of the world? Did I make dua of hidayat and that I must live with iman till maut. We don't normally, we're not even making dua for ourselves, not for our wives, not for our children, whoever we have feeling for, our parents who have passed away, who of us made dua for them? That if they died in a bad condition, whichever, no namaz in their lives, or the father didn't have a beard, dressing like the kuffar, or the mother no parda, no namaz in her life, do we make dua for them? Eh? According to rules, they have to be been punished in the qabr. Allah save us all. But who of us make dua? We got like no concern whatsoever. All what we are worried about, just what is in front of us. Like an animal. You show it a piece of meat, it comes forward to it. You show it a stone, it goes back. We are also just influenced by dunya's condition. We see something good here, we rush there. We see something bad there, we stay away from it. So that is not the way of a mu'min. A mu'min sees beyond this world. When we go Qabristan also, how many of us even laugh and joke in the Qabristan? A mu'min doesn't see just the top of the qabr, but he sees inside the qabr. That what could be happening, what is happening there. And when we don't know, the safety rule is that we make lot of dua for them. But who of us even go Qabristan? Who of us even make Isal-e Sawab? And Isal-e Sawab is not to be made only once a year, Qurbani time, for example. It should be done daily, continuously. And going to the Qabristan is not to make Isal-e Sawab. That can be done from anywhere. All the time we should be making. Going to the Qabristan is to remind ourselves, I'm living in my huge mansion, but this is my house here. That small qabr, that 2x2, whatever the size of the qabr is, this is. How much have I prepared for here? The dunya, whatever comfort and ease I have, it is nothing compared to the comfort and ease which is kept in the qabr. In the dunya, the difficulties and harm which they are, no matter what it may be, it is nothing compared to what is in the qabr. But we're just not worried about it. We hear about it, perhaps we talk about it, or we just give it some light thought, and many of us don't want it to be spoken about also. In the Hadith Sharif, أَكْثِرُ مِنْ هَازِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةِ. We speak a lot about that which you will shave away all your enjoyment, which is maud. You can be in the cross enjoyment, deep enjoyment. Maud comes and takes it all away. And speak a lot about it. But we don't speak one, but we don't think about maud. Today, whole day, who thought about maud? Who thought of a Qabristan? We just like oblivious, we pay no attention. All this, how the Palestinians, how they suffering. For more than a year, what difficult condition, but we don't even think about it. And the plight of the Muslims in the world, we don't think of it. Now, this holidays just have gone past, the holiday festive season. How many good and pious people went on holiday? And when in holiday, we went and filled the coffers of these Jewish people, staying at their resorts, at their hotels. In other words, we are paying them to kill the Palestinians. And on the other hand, we'll go and march that they are doing or they are oppressing the Palestinians. This side, we're paying them to kill the Palestinians. On the other side, with another face, we go and cry and say that they are killing the Palestinians. And then, as it comes in the hadith, that the whole ummah is like one body. If one part of the body feels pain, the whole body feels that pain. So the whole ummah, so when the ummah in Palestine, what's happening to our mothers, our young sisters, what the things they are putting them through, the babies, the children, the old people, everyone, they're not sparing anyone whatsoever. And we're still going on our holidays, we're still enjoying ourselves. It's like my father's janazah is in the house, my mother's janazah in the house, and I made my bookings, so the janazah can wait. First, I'll have to go for my holiday, and I'll have to go and enjoy. And huge amounts we spend there, and for good causes, for ourselves also. We haven't got money for good causes, But for this wastage of this money, how much money don't we go in and destroy? And living in those places again, all those places are infested with, before it was, those were the headquarters of adultery, now of lesbianism, homosexuality, all these things. These are the places where the people go for that purpose, to go and to give their nafs the complete freedom and let it do what it wants to. And the evil of those actions are in those places. We go in those places, we get affected. Who of us reads dua to be prostrate? If a person is traveling and is helpless and he has to stay somewhere in a hotel or something, it's a different thing, but that also takes the protection. As our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained to us, Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Pratap Gari Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Harim e dil ke e Ahmad, paas ba rehna. Oh Ahmad, be careful to protect the privacy of your heart. Koi paas na aajai, koi khair na aajai. Nobody must come near the privacy of your heart, which is exclusive for Allah Ta'ala. Don't entertain anyone in that place. And also, don't let anyone even come anywhere near there. Just like the very private place you have for your wife, for your woman folk, your mahari. No stranger you allowed to come there. More than that, in your heart, the place which is solely for Allah, don't allow anyone else. So when we go to airports, we go to shopping malls, etc., there we get attracted with all these things. And that things go into our heart. And our heart then control our eyes. And we listen, we looking at all the evil. We listening to all the evil. And when we come away from there, who of us even feel that my heart has become dirty? If we go to a place where there was dirt around there, and then when we come home, we want to go and shower immediately. Change your clothes. That place, there was a lot of dirt around in that place. When we come back from shopping mall, from the traveling on the road, who of us made Toba Istighfar? My eyes fell on what and what things. The music that was getting on. All the evil environment, it all has an effect on the heart. But if the heart is gone so black that now more blackness doesn't make any effort. The heart is gone so hard that now nothing else can make it more harder. Then our hearts are destroyed. Our hearts are full of rust. And that is a very serious condition. And it is imperative that we make an effort to soften the heart again. When tears don't come to our eyes, in the love of Allah, in the fear of Allah, it's a clear sign that the hearts are gone hard. If the hearts are soft, the tears, in small, small matters, you'll feel passion, you'll feel sorry for everyone. You can't help out the whole world. Perhaps you can't help out anyone, but your heart will pain. But if our hearts don't pain, and in fact we cause pain to other people, poor people, people who are desperate, they didn't make themselves poor. Allah knows why. To give us the opportunity to show kindness, softness to them, to help them. But if we use it wrongly, then it shows that the heart is gone hard. The heart is gone black. The heart is rusted. The heart is gone dead. That is a very serious condition. And why does the heart become black and dead and hard? Because of kathratul zunub, too much of gunas that we commit. In fact, according to the hadith, there are certain things which are not actually gunas, but also indulging in them excessively also causes the heart to die. One is kathrat kalam, talking too much. And the other is kathratul dhahak, laughing too much. To talk too much actually is not a guna, but just talking all the time, it kills the heart. Laughing too much kills the heart. And open gunas we commit, it's killing the heart, makes the heart black, makes the heart hard. And why do we commit all these gunas and the heart becomes black? Nisyanul maut. We don't think of maut. We don't think after and I will have to go and answer for every action of mine. The smallest thing, mali hadhal kitab, la yughadiru saghiratan wala kabiratan. إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. What kind of a kitab is this? Your own record of deeds. It hasn't missed out anything. What I forgot what I did, now when I see, now I remember I did this also. And I did that also. Things that we are just too happy to forget, all the wrong things we did. But it will be there, it will be all recorded. So when we forget our mort, then a person commits a lot of guna. And why does a person forget his mort? Tulul amal. Lot of hope of dunya. I must live a long life. I must build up this property. I must make, earn so much money. I must do this in dunya, do that in dunya. That all. And the solution to all that is, tulul amal, is that a person, zikrullah, in which is included tilawat of Quran Sharif, Tawbah Istighfar, third kalima, and also muraqabah mort. If we make for a few seconds muraqabah mort, that one day mort is going to come and overtake me, then what is around my room, what will happen? I see my wife, I'll have to leave her. I see my children, I'll have to leave them. If we just think about that, then that will help us tremendously. Anyway, so the skins, they will be changed so much, لِيَذُوقُ الْعَذَابِ, so that continuously you feel that pain. If we can think of it now, now as we're sitting, we're also not conscious that I'm in that fire of Jahannam, and I'm burning all the time, and I have to be so worried. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. Allah Ta'ala is Aziz, the all-powerful. Allah has got full power to do this. And there's many places in the Quran Sharif, in fact, for the wives of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, Ummahatul Mu'mineen, Allah says, if they do anything wrong, I will punish them also. And it's not difficult for me. What is just difficulty is not that they're giving of the punishment. That is that I feel it hard. How can I punish this person? The wives of Nabi, how can I punish them? Allah says, for me, I can punish anyone, no matter who it is, that my compassion, my love won't keep me back from punishing whoever deserves punishment. If they also have to do anything wrong, I can punish them also. So who are we? Where are we? And we're living in this world of unmindfulness. On the other hand, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, those who worry and correct their iman, make sure their iman is correct, and they do righteous deeds, سَنَدْخُلُهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, we will cause them to enter into gardens beneath which rivers will be flowing, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا, forever and ever they will be there, لَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَحَّرًا, they will have pure, pure wives there. In every aspect those wives will be pure. وَنُدْخِلُهُمْ ظِلًّا ظَلِيلًا, and we'll enter them into gardens with which there will be shade extended everywhere. So that is what we have to be preparing for. So the time of this dunya is short. How much is gone? If I'm today 40, we may still have got hope of another 10 years, 5 years. Any time a person can pass away. Why is that person who immediately makes tawbah and corrects his life and prepares for the akhirah? So Allah Ta'ala says that Allah Ta'ala takes these people to task. And then this is there where it is permissible and it is correct to get happy that Allah is punishing this wrong people. They deserve it for all the terrible things they do. But there is another side also. Allah says, Inna fi dhalika la aya. There is a clear sign also. Take lessons from the sign. For who is the sign? Liman khafa adab al akhirah. For those who fear the punishment of akhirah. Today we can have our iman intact. There's no guarantee that by tonight when we sleep, by tomorrow morning, our iman could have changed already. And we don't know how our mort will come. And presently too, I'm happy with my iman and amal, but are they acceptable by Allah? What's the condition? What's the value of my iman and my amal? Who got to worry about that? Oh Allah, my amal, my namaz is not fit to be accepted. Please accept it. We just make our namaz, no worry whether it's accepted or not accepted. Please Allah accept it. Whatever we are doing, we are not worried. And even so, the vast majority of us, our object is dunya, that my house, my children, my life must carry on. And I make, by the way, I make namaz also. I make tilawat also. I get up for tahajjud also. I go for umrah also. I keep rozas also. All that I do, but that's by the way. The actual thing is my dunya. That my dunya must go smooth. My dunya must go. My car must be right. My house must be right. All those things are our prime things. And the dunya deen, and those are the very pious people of today. And whereas a person must be exclusive for deen, and then Allah gives him dunya by the way. On one occasion, Rabia Basariya, rahimahullah, her khadima, her attendant, told her, some visitors have come. How many? There are 5 people. And so she said, feed them, I'm coming. She came back again and she said, in the kitchen, there's only one roti. 5 visitors have come, there's only one roti. What will we say? Go and buy some more. Make roti some more, cook food. That is what we will say. What she told, give that one roti, go out and give it sadaqa. Go and give it in charity. Now see their line of thinking and where our line. And that's the line of thinking of a mu'min or mu'mina. And our line of thinking, pure 100% dunya ways. Like the ways of the kuffar, prepare now, cook, go and buy some more. Here's the money, go and buy and prepare. But what she told, go and give that one roti sadaqa. She gave it sadaqa. After a little while, a knock on the door. Knock on the door, who's it? My boss sent me to come and deliver some food. Send the food. Rabia Basariya opened it up, 5 rotis. 5 guests, 5 rotis. She said, no, this is not for us. Return it. Go and return it again. She went, she returned it. After a while, another knock on the door. Who's it? My boss sent me with some food for Rabia Basariya. And I brought it. Opened it up, 7 rotis. This looks right. 5 for the guests, 2 for them, for her and her attendant. She said, no, this is not for us. Return it again. Then after a while, another knock. Opened it up, 10 rotis. Yeah, this is ours. You give 1, Allah gives you 10 in return. Now that is how their thinking is. Not rushing to put on the stove and cooking and going to buy flour and making rotis. That way of thinking, giving that. Who of us will think that that one roti and give that also away? Our condition is very, very different. One king had built a beautiful palace, extremely. A person is intrigued by that. All the things that he had done, all fascinating things in that palace, the attraction, and it's mind-boggling and mind-devastating everything. And then he made an announcement, whoever in a specified time goes and visits this whole palace, and finishes it in the time, this palace belongs to him. I give it to him. And if he doesn't, then he'll be beheaded. His head will be chopped off. So many people went, and many people's head got chopped off. They couldn't. The news spread everywhere. A young boy in a village somewhere got the news also. He came that I'll go and visit the village. He said, don't be stupid. No, how? No one has survived. They get so influenced and overtaken by what they see. Never did they see such thing. Never were they impressed with such thing. And you will also, you're just going to give your life for nothing. He was insistent. He went. He went, and before the time elapsed, long before he finished already. So the king said, this palace belongs to you. You have done what was said. But how did you manage that you weren't influenced by all the things? What things they were? How fascinating, how attractive. A person, impossible there. He said, I kept my eyes away from that. I kept it on the reward. So like that, this dunya, a person who comes to this dunya, and he's impressed with dunya, and he gets involved in this thing here, sports, he gets involved. He gets involved in fashion. He gets involved in his house, in his car, all these things, then he forgets about his akhirah. And his head also gets chopped off. He gets deprived of everything. But those who keep their eyes on akhirat when they come in this world, and this dunya doesn't impress them at all. They don't get involved in clothing, in fashion, weddings, functions, nothing, holidays. their eyes are on akhirah, namaz, tilawah, pleasing Allah all the time. They get that palace. The palace is for those people. So Allah give us tawfiq. So Allah says, إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَةً لِمَنْ خَافَ عَذَابَ الْآخِرَةِ. And this is an sign that all this year, what's happening there in Los Angeles, Allah says it's a sign for you, for those who fear akhirah. This could happen to me in akhirah, and much more worse. Not that the buildings will be burning there, I can be burning there. ذَٰلِكَ يَوْمٌ مَجْمُوعٌ لَهُ النَّاسِ. That is a day where we will gather all the people. وَذَٰلِكَ يَوْمٌ مَشْهُودٌ. And that is a day that will be witnessed by everyone. Everyone will be present. And if this doesn't bring that thought to us, we just think good day burning, good day suffering, good Allah is punishing them. And we don't take the lesson for us, then we are in worse problems. And all this also Allah Ta'ala says, Allah gives us, whether it's for them, whether it's for us, we are only seeing it from thousands of kilometers away. We are not feeling the heat. Where they are running away, the heat is all around. The smoke is in the air. It's choking them. So it's not easy. But if they don't take a lesson, we don't take a lesson, then we are all losers. And those who take a lesson from here, that don't break the laws of Allah. You break the law, the command of Allah, Allah breaks your back. Allah breaks your neck. You can't stand in front of Allah. Nobody can stand in front of Allah. Allah's power is absolute. And Allah doesn't need any atomic bombs or any nitrogen bombs or anything. Just one command of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala then can destroy the things that were least expected that they could ever be destroyed. Allah destroys them also. And things which are the least expected to be protected, Allah protects that also. Allah give us tawfiq to understand happenings in the world correctly and to take the benefit, not just to be like animals and we just, the outside things that happen and we just get influenced with that. May Allah guide us all to righteousness.